The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Imagine for a moment you're a playwright. You've spent years working on a play. Now it's time to present your work, your baby, to the world. It's a stressful, exciting time. Award-winning Seattle playwright Cheryl West will have that experience tomorrow night at the Seattle Repertory Theater's New Play Festival. That's when her new play, Basket Cases, opens in its first public performance. And West is going to use audience feedback to revise her script. Seattle Rep Artistic Director Braden Abraham curates the festival. He and Cheryl West recently spoke with my colleague Marcy Silman, and West told her what inspired the idea, Basket Cases.
Both my daughters play sports, and I feel as if I've spent the past 4 or 5 years in gyms, and you meet all kinds of people in the gyms. And what I realized is, you know, I always say your children leave you inch by inch, but if they're passionate about something, particularly sports or music or anything, that passion starts to have them leave you a little bit sooner. And so what that evokes in parents is sort of a need to hold on and a need to get a little bit crazy and hysterical sometimes. And there's a certain kind of sadness about it. So I wanted to explore that. So that at the heart of the play, it's about what is it about letting go and watching your child commit to something as a sport or any type of thing that they have as that's a talent. I have seen just about everything in a gym. and to be thrust in a world that's sort of very opposite of sort of my personality, and to see people who are perfectly normal people act so bizarrely, you know? because when something is at stake, that's when we see the other parts of ourselves.
This is something that you've been working on off and on for a little bit, or at least it's been gestating in your head. But unlike a novelist who writes a book and then maybe the editor revises it, the process of making a play go from your head to its final form involves people, right?
Right, collaborators. And I've been lucky because Seattle Rep is my artistic home, and they've always given me a place to come in and create.
I want to turn now to Braden Abraham. How would my experience as an audience member watching Basket Cases be different than when I saw the production of Pullman Porter Blues 2 years ago, which was the last play that I think Cheryl had produced?
It's in our small space, for one thing, the Poncho Black Box space, which is a space that we don't do a lot of production work in. It's typically a rehearsal space. So it's 99 seats, so you get to be very close to the actors and to what's going on. It's sort of rougher. You know, we don't have any scenery. We have some pulled furniture. We have some pulled costumes. You may see the actors with scripts in their hands. You could come to a performance the first weekend and then come to the same show the second weekend and actually see quite a few changes in the script and in the presentation, which is exciting because you get to be part of the process.
Cheryl, for you, I'm assuming, but maybe it's a false assumption, that when you're writing a play solitarily, you're actually saying some of this stuff out loud. Am I right about that?
Yes, you are. I always tell the story when my child was about maybe third or fourth grade. I was in the kitchen cooking, and I always have conversations with my characters. And she had been in social studies class, and I guess they were talking about people, particular people who were homeless and had mental illness. And she learned the word schizophrenia. So I was in there just to talk into one of my characters, and she came through the door, and she's standing there, and she just looks stricken, and she looks at me, and she says, "Mommy, do you have that schizophrenia?" She couldn't even say it. And I said, "Where did you get that from? Well, you're in here just talking to yourself." So yes, I do. I always write out loud. I write to music. I always, particularly in the editing process, I'm constantly reading it aloud and that type of thing.
So how is it different when Braden's actors come out and actually maybe don't give a full polished performance, but work through this with their voices and their bodies?
Actors are amazing because they're the other tool in the process for a playwright, because they teach you things about your characters that you may or may not know, but certainly you'll know them deeper. Hearing someone else do it is sometimes so surprising and yet so glorious because you thought, well, I didn't think that, but hey, that works. Or let's have more of that. Let me try something else. And so they open up a vast amount of possibilities in the process.
Where will you be while these performances? I mean, do you sit up with the audience and listen?
Oh, yes.
That sounds like, you know, you're going to the dentist.
Yes,
or
and sometimes it feels like that. I mean, I went to a reading one time of my work, and I just wanted to offer people my kidneys when it was over. So, yes, it can be, it's never easy.
No.
Because I think you're watching the audience sometimes is watching you, and it's like you have developed and nurtured and given birth to something, and now someone else gets to sort of critique, and sometimes you feel like, well, wait, I can put another bow on it, but it's, you know, it's out there now, and I get afraid the first day that we're getting ready to go into when I first hear it. That's frightening for me because what you think might be funny might just land like a balloon with water in it.
Cheryl, at this point in your career, you have had a lot of success. You've had big Broadway productions. You've had big plays produced. The Rep has premiered some of this work. So you're not a new playwright developing work, but it sounds like you feel that way entering this process.
I think it's important to stay open and to approach every new work with that same kind of enthusiasm, a little bit of fear, a little bit of surprise, and the sort of the sense of it's new, it's brand new. I have no idea what form it's going to take or anything of that sort. Yes, I've had success, but I also think that you're never guaranteed that in this business. And so I think I always approach that first day as, oh, here we go.
I'm curious about the other end. You'll have feedback. So you take that back and work at it. How do you decide, okay, it feels done to me, or feels done enough that I'd like maybe to have a full production?
Well, you know, there's a famous saying that work is never completed, it's abandoned. So I have work that I've done 20 years ago that I would like another take at it. I mean, I don't think it's ever totally completed, but I do think you get to a point, and particularly this workshop will be very helpful for that, is to see, do I have something here that can be chiseled, honed, reshaped, and become something that audiences will appreciate and enjoy and have a good time at. So you're always asking those questions as you go through that process.
I have to say that this experience of this new play festival almost sounds more exciting than seeing a full-blown production.
Well, in a way, the process here is more pure, and you get to engage in that process because we're all experimenting together and the audience gets to experience that with us.
Mm-hmm. Cheryl and Braden, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Mercy.
Thank you.
That was Seattle Repertory Theater Artistic Director Braden Abraham and playwright Cheryl West speaking to Marcy Silman. Cheryl West's newest play, Basket Cases, is part of the Rep's new play festival. It starts this weekend. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.